There is only one evil. There is not another. And yet we care not for this evil. We think little of it. The children of darkness are much wiser than the children of light, says our Lord Jesus Christ. They stay away from what they hate. They go after what they love. They are not turned away from their purpose. But the children of light, we say we hate sin, but we stay not away from it. We say we want heaven, but we do not strive after virtue. Those who want to stay out of hell, Father Hanifin, my old pastor, used to say, those who want to stay out of hell and eke into purgatory are already damned. We want to just slide by. Those who want to stay out of hell and eke into purgatory. We want the best of both worlds. We want our sinful life and the life of God. The man that comes to us for spiritual direction, and every priest has experienced this, who's described in the retreats. Well, you know, Father, this woman and I, we've been living together in sin for 5 years, 10 years. No impediment to marriage of any kind. We want to get married. So the priest says, well, you know, you're not supposed to live together until you're married, so you're going to have to separate for 3 months. And at the end of the 3 months, we'll go ahead and marry you. And they go ballistic. How dare you make me do such a thing? I can understand if we'd only been together for a short time. But we have been sinning these many years. And you want me to stop committing mortal sins just so I can live in the state of grace? How dare you make such a demand? This is absurd. And so they leave. Such is the reasoning of hell. How many times have we used this reasoning to justify our sins? If we want to stop being murderers, we have to stop murdering. If we want to live, we have to stay away from death. It is a prerequisite to growing in the supernatural life and living in peace. And remember this, when we choose sin, do not think that we have chosen to live a good life now, followed by eternal damnation. We have chosen to live in terror. We have chosen to live in misery. We have chosen to live with infinite sorrow, and then to be damned forever. How many happy sinners do you know? Look deeply into the soul. Why do they have to always put on a facade? Because they are empty and sorrowful and despairing on the inside. And this is the beginning of hell. Look into oneself. When we see sin, we don't like what we see. That's why we keep it a secret. That's why we try to say that it's not really a sin. While we try to justify ourselves in an uncomfortable way, because we know that we are enemies of God. But we don't want to think that that's the case, and so we lie to others and lie to ourselves. The father of lies resides in hell, and those who live by his lies shall live in his kingdom. We need to throw off the cloud of his lies, throw off his darkness, and put on the armor of light and the breastplate of justice and truth. In the first place, we must see the truth is with regard to ourselves. Now, every sin is pride. What is the answer? Truth. Every sin is a lie. What is the answer? Truth. Truth with regard to myself in relation to God. This is the virtue of humility. That's the definition of the virtue of humility. truth in regards to God, in relation to myself, and myself in relation to God. I was made of nothing, and in and of myself am worth nothing. All that is good in me came from God, and I am made for His glory, and I am to live with peace in His kingdom and in His ways. And I must not turn to the father of lies and the ways of the father of lies. I must not make choices that are violating the law of God. Just turn away from those kinds of choices. And try to turn to our Lord Jesus Christ in the tabernacle. Stay away from sin and pride. Replace it with a life of virtue, sacramental grace, frequent confession, and the virtue of humility, the foundational virtue of the supernatural life, without which we can have no other virtue and cannot grow. We should ask God every day to give us this virtue. And the only way you can do it, since we know we are sinners, it is necessary every day to tell our Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord, forgive me for my pride. For unless we have arrived at perfect spiritual marriage and total sanctity, we are guilty, all of us, with no exceptions, of pride. Cannot overcome this vice, which is the vice of all vices, unless we ask forgiveness from it. And so every day, every morning when we rise from bed, every time we walk into a church, wherever there is a real tabernacle, we should always ask forgiveness for our pride. Oh Lord, please take away from me my pride. Please forgive me for my pride. Please don't punish me as I deserve to be punished for my pride. For I know that because of my own pride, which has caused me to commit so many sins, I am deserving of eternal hell and an eternity of hells and an infinity of hells, a separate hell for each one of my sins. But I ask of you to please take it away from me. Humility, truth, defeats pride and the lies and the father of lies. The importance of confession. We tell the truth in that place. Whenever we kneel in front of the priest and we say, I have done this wrong and I have done that wrong, we tell the partial truth. We don't tell all because we don't even see all of our evil. And when we say how good we are and how much we have accomplished, then we lie. But when we say our sins, we tell the truth. And unless you frequent yourself with a habit of saying the truth, you will lose the sight of what truth is. Truth is only found in the confessional. And without the frequent confession, we will learn to live with the father of lies. And so I'll close, and we'll go ahead and say the rosary now. And we'll just start the Mass a few minutes late. And then, Mr. Garrity, can you go ahead and lead the rosary? And just go ahead and start it now. And then when we're finished, we'll go ahead and begin the Mass. Mm-hmm.